practice time.
Hi, my name's Jeremy Gilley. I'm a filmmaker. In 1998, I was thinking hard about what was going on in the world. The starvation, the destruction, the killing of innocent people. I was trying to make sense of a world that I was growing up in and finding it difficult. And so I wanted to see if I could make a film about peace. But I realised there was no day of peace. There was nothing that united the world above politics and above religion. We have an Earth Day, we have a Valentine's Day, we should surely have a Peace Day. So I decided to try and establish the first ever Peace Day with a fixed calendar date. A day of ceasefire, a day of non-violence, a day of intercultural cooperation on a scale that we've never known before. So I set out in 1999. I travelled the world meeting people like the Dalai Lama, Kofi Annan, Shimon Peres, Dr. Oscar Arias, Mary Robinson, going into Burundi, Somalia, Gaza, the West Bank, India, Sri Lanka, Central America, all over the world. And what I learned is from speaking to humanitarians who were dealing with saving people's lives on a daily basis is that if we had a day of ceasefire and non-violence, we could immunise children, move aid, lives could be saved, children could be inspired. It was a day that had immense benefit. In September of 2001, the British and Costa Rican governments put that idea forward to the United Nations General Assembly, and the first ever Peace Day with a fixed calendar date was created.
It is so decided.
Unanimously adopted by every member state of the United Nations. The 21st of September, now and forever, a day of ceasefire, a day of non-violence, a day for you to act, to become involved, to make a difference. It's only the beginning. We're here today to ask you to become involved in the process. Please, after watching this film, make your own commitment to Peace Day. Whether it's holding a minute of silence, coming together with the family, organising a football match, organising an immunisation, doing something in the workplace, the community or in the school, whatever it is, no matter how big or small, please do it. If we want to move from a culture of war to a culture of peace, then we are going to have to unite. And the 21st of September is that starting point. We are trying to unite as many people as possible. We need to come together as one to lift the consciousness around the most fundamental issue, the protection of each other. So please, please, don't wait for government to make the difference. Make the difference yourself, and please log your commitment to Peace Day on our website now. By working together, there will be peace one day.